The war in West Asia has done something that economists have feared for decades. It has disrupted the flow of energy on a scale never seen before. From Seoul to London, from New Delhi to Beijing, every government is scrambling. None of them have a silver bullet for the problem. The response to the shortage is varied. Some countries are releasing emergency reserves. Some are telling citizens when they can take out their cars. Some are freezing fuel prices before anger spills onto the streets. And at least one country is going in a completely different direction. It believes this crisis is not a problem to manage. Instead, it's an opportunity to transform. Tonight, we break down the tools that various governments are using to survive this shock.